Today, I'm joined by Mary Sweeney. She is the Senior Election Registrar at the Board of Elections of Rensselaer County. She is also on the Democratic ticket for City Council District 2. Mary, welcome to the Hudson Mohawk Magazine.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited.
Can you just tell us a little bit about yourself, your career, your personal life, where you're situated here in Troy?
Sure. I'm born and raised in Lansingburg. I just live over a couple blocks away between on 8th Ave, between 102nd, 103rd. I've served 15 years on the Lansingburg School Board. 10 of those I probably served in the position as president or vice president of the board. I'm an Army veteran. I probably served my country right out of high school. I'm on the board of directors of the Lansingburg Boys and Girls Club. I've raised two wonderful children. They just live around the corner from me. My son, I have a granddaughter, so she's wonderful. My husband, John, we've lived here. We've been married 32 years, so I've lived in Lansingburg all my married life, grown up in the same house. We lived there after we got married. My dad was a retired Troy fireman. My mom, at that time, was able to stay at home. And I've just always wanted to give back. I started in PTA when my kids were little, and it's just grown to then the school board, and I blinked 15 years of that. I serve proudly, and now I want to continue to give back to my community and on the city council.
Thanks for sharing that. You're running to represent District 2. This is North Central and South Lansingburg neighborhoods, right?
Correct.
And what is your platform?
I served 15 years on the school board, and I figured 15 years, that, you know, that was a good stretch of time. But I'm not done yet. I don't feel like I'm done serving my community. So the next logical step for me was to throw my hat in the ring and run for city council. So that's what I decided to do, and to represent my district where I've lived my whole life.
Great. I think I read on Troy.Democrat that you have seen our neighborhoods in better days and will work hard to ensure that we are not left behind in the revitalization of our city. Can you explain that a little bit and how you might make sure that the neighborhoods are not left behind?
Sure. Remembering them is when I was growing up. We lived over on the boulevards. We could go out and play as kids. Your parents would say, come in when the streetlights come on. So if we could get back to a semblance of those times, that would be wonderful. That means making our streets safer, making our streets cleaner, getting our neighborhoods back to neighborhoods, neighbors knowing neighbors. So, and I want to be that voice. I want to be that advocate for us. So if I see things happening in the city, anywhere else in the city, well, how can that help my council district? How can that help my constituents? I want to make sure we're getting our fair share, and that we're not like the last ones to get something, to keep us in the game and progressing and moving forward.
District 2 does have at least the reputation of having some of the city's poorest areas and one of the largest concentration of minority voters. We're all well aware of the controversy with former councilperson Mark McGrath, a Republican conservative who resigned after a voicemail in which McGrath was heard using racial slurs was published. Both you and your opponent are white. What will you do to work on bridging the gap between you and your POC constituents?
I will be visible, accessible, approachable. You know, I will meet at anybody's house. I will knock on anybody's door, listen to your concerns. We're one community, Council District 2. We need to stay in that frame of mind. We're one community. It doesn't matter where we live in the district. And I want to be your voice. If you have a concern, and I'm going to listen, I'm accessible, I will be approachable, I will be a true advocate, which is what I think this district needs.
I'm actually not 100% sure about how the Democratic Party works, but Deb Garrett is currently filling the vacant spot that was left when Councilperson McGrath resigned. I recently interviewed her, and she said that she wished that you and your opponent were out in the community a little bit more. I was wondering, how you might engage the community if you were elected?
I would like to hold, once I'm elected, think positively, I would like to hold more neighborhood meetings, whether it's in somebody's backyard in the nice weather or sitting around a kitchen table, and just listen to the concerns that the community has and just continue to reach out, not necessarily to always wait for them to reach out to me, to ask people that I do know in the different sections, Saturday afternoon or Sunday evening, let's gather 20 of your neighbors together. Let's talk and tell me what's going on. What do you need for me to do for you? That's my goal, is what I can do for my constituents.
A lot of people talk about potholes, crime, garbage. Are these the issues that are most important for Troy right now, or are there issues behind them? What issues do you really want to address once you're elected?
The quality of life issues, what you just mentioned, those are definitely, that's what the everyday people are looking at. No, they're seeing their potholes not filled, their streets not paved. I want to find out why once I'm elected, and then let's get them done. Why wasn't my garbage not picked up, or if you have the neighbors that put their garbage out a day late, let's touch base with them and make sure that they understand when the garbage has to be out. It's definitely, I think it just boils down to quality of life. We all want our streets clean, our streets safe.
I saw you at the Hoosick Street development the other night. It was related to the corridors and making that area around Hillside North and Hillside South and the Hoosick Street corridor safer, or trying to gather some input from the community around biking, pedestrian use, etc. There, Hillside North includes your
Hillside North is Council District 2.
And I was just wondering, what are some takeaways from this type of community gathering session that you attended?
I think we could look at it positively. I think they want to engage more than just the Hoosick Street strip. They definitely want to maybe build up the neighborhoods. And I hope that they are true to their word, that they are definitely going to expand. And I think some good ideas came out of the other night's conversation. People are pressing for a community center, and if that's something, you know, to find a location for one. But hopefully that they are true to their word and they'll continue to engage the community on both sides of Hoosick Street and keep moving forward.
And I interviewed some youth at the Meet the Candidates event, and they were nudging or asking about what candidates would do for youth in North Central. What would you say to them?
Along the lines of looking for maybe some community or building, the Knickerbocker Ice Rink, it's not being utilized at all right now. It's no longer an ice rink. I would like to maybe go into discussions with the Knickerbocker Foundation, create that as an indoor recreational facility, whether it's indoor basketball courts, greens fields for indoor soccer, clean up, add more. There is an outdoor track. Make that more of green, build up the playground that's down there, make it more youth-oriented, and then look to see if there's other organizations that might be willing to invest in a property and put in some kind of youth programming. I know they're building up the park on Ingalls and 7th. There's a lot of plans. I want to make sure that they are definitely moving forward with those, and there's no delay in that.
Great. Mary Sweeney, what haven't we touched on that you want to say to our audience here? How can people find you?
I have a Facebook page, and Mary Sweeney for Troy. I am out there. People may say that they don't know who I am. I am out there. I am engaged. I won't go into a social media back and forth with anybody. I prefer face-to-face discussions, and I think you can have a healthier discussion that way, face to face. I'm knocking on doors. I am not going away. I have served 15 years on the school board. That did take up a lot of my community service time. And that time is open. So I'm now dedicating it to the broader, my broader district. So I'm not going away. I'm here. I'm engaging in my community.